Welcome to the Church at South Edmonton's podcast. We hope you're encouraged and inspired to seek Christ through the message today.
Good morning, church. Thanks, worship team. God is good all the time, man. And it was so special and blessing that just the songs that the team chose as they prepare. I don't know if many of you guys know, like this, like as we pray and to God lead us, what songs we should sing, what songs we should do, and that it would bless the people and point people back to you. I was totally blessed by everything that my brothers and sister Sherry led today. It was such a blessing. I trust that everybody had an amazing Christmas. And an amazing year. The sermon today, when the team asked, "Hey, Savon, would you be open to sharing something?" And I was really praying, God, what's the message that you want? Share to pass on to your people. And I just felt God speak to me something, the same thing He's been working in my heart with this past year and with this new year, and it's more emphasis on hearts of prayer. We are a very, very busy people as a society, but also as individuals and as family. And life just goes, right? And a lot of times, you know, we work really hard and we put a lot of emphasis on making more time to read the word, which is very important. But a lot of times we make a lot of time on fellowship and on church, which is extremely important. But a lot of times in our individual lives, we can let it go on automatic pilot, our prayer life. You know, it's very true and it's important that the prayer is like that. It's the train. It's the heart of the train. It drives us. It focuses us. Through prayer, communicating with the Father, it changes our heart. It changes our mind. It changes every circumstance, every situation. And you know who prayed more than any of us? It's Jesus, Son of God Himself. He came in the flesh to walk, to show us how to walk. We can go to this next slide. And Luke chapter 6 says, "And these days He went out to the mountain to pray, and all night He continued to pray to God." This is Jesus we're talking about. Born from the Holy Spirit to the Virgin Mary, blessed, anointed by God Himself, born the only one born without sin. Yet He spent more time in prayer than anything else that we can read about that He did. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And as we look at our lives and everything that God has given each and every one of us, and the things that we're so thankful for, something I wanted to encourage each other with in prayer, because it's something that God has been working with me on for the last couple of years. It's like, when we take time to go to prayer and we're talking to God, He's our Father. He's our best friend. He wants to be. Let Him be your best friend, your Father. He is our King. But, you know, a lot of times we can err on one side where we're afraid to talk to Him about certain things. We're afraid to confess to Him about certain things. Well, let me just say this. He knows and sees everything you do and think about already. So He doesn't really need you to confess about it. But confessing about it helps our heart and speaking about it. But also there's some things in our life that we think is too small or too little to bring before God. Or on the other side, we think it's too big. That's not going to happen for me. You know, we look at all the miracles down in the scriptures and the word, and we think, that can happen in my life. Well, it's like the song we just sang, you know, He's good, and He's never going to let me down. He's with us all the time, and He wants to be. But something I really want to encourage is that, yes, He's our Father, you know? But think of it, when we go pray to God, a lot of times we ask, and I'm going to make it really funny, so I'm going to do a little substitute. Dad, can you get me this? I really want this new job, Dad. Dad, can you help this? Dad, you know, I really want this. Can you make this happen for me? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And it's really awesome. And as a parent, which God's been showing me, not being a parent, he wants to do all these things for us. Like, he really wants to bless us and everything. But more than any of that stuff that we can ask for, because we don't know everything, you know, he also wants to lead us and speak to us and teach us and communicate to us. And it's really important in prayer to take some time to just listen. So as I was making my notes and I spent a lot of time writing it all out and somehow in like transferring it from my iPhone to my iPad, it all deleted. So I was like, oh, snap. So I sat at the table and I rewrote the whole thing because it was all still in my heart. And so like, God still gave it to me. So I sat there and rewrote the whole thing out again. But this time as I was writing, I was getting down to the bottom end, you know, after I rehearsed it and practiced it, then God showed me something totally different. And he was like, you know, what I've been having you do, encourage the church to do it. So we're gonna just take a moment, actually. And we're gonna exercise prayer to God in silence. Not asking, not telling, listening, and being still to the Father. Because when we are still, when we shut out our mind, we shut out our flesh and our wants, we can truly hear how the Lord wants to direct us. Just take a little small moment. Just close your eyes, bow your head, and just what God wants to tell you to do. And I want to encourage you guys that in your prayer time, in your private time, one-on-one time with God, don't try to fit God into your day. Fit your day into God's plan. Build your day out of that. God, may your will be my blueprint. May your will be the direction of my life. God, show me what you want me to say. Show me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to love on others. Show me what you want me to do at work, what you want me to do at church. And build everything from there. You know, in a short exercise you can do, I started doing my prayer time, you know, set a little timer because my mind goes, right? It's like, set a little timer and just be like, yo, I'm going to have some prayer time, but maybe start off with a minute. Start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm just going to sit. God, I just want to hear your voice, and I'm not going to say nothing. I just want to listen. You know, maybe breathe in a couple times, breathe out, just slow, just be still. I like to turn off all the lights. I like to close my eyes because my mind can wander. I can see things or whatever. If you find that time, just listen. Because like I said, God wants to answer your prayers. He wants to bless you. He wants to be there. But God wants us to have hearts of prayer. God wants to change our hearts. And I believe we're going to have we had an amazing 2023. It's a big blessing. I mean, I've been really blessed and stretched. I really feel appreciated and blessed by the team here and leadership at Case calling me up and taking the time to train and to foster into the family. And I feel blessed to be able to do what I'm doing right now. And like my brother Derek was leading worship, and he's like pouring his heart out, man, like with the youth and the children. And like Brother Perry, we had an amazing Christmas service. If we can just get some love for the Friesens. A lot of work goes into that, you guys. And that was very beautiful. And it really blessed the church, and it really blessed everybody to be a part of that. And I believe 2024 is also going to be an amazing, amazing year. I mean, how many of us made New Year's resolutions last year, this year? I did not keep them all. But one thing you can exercise and put in it, just like prayer is going to be a focal point of my life. Prayer is going to be the foundation. I had a couple other slides, but we're going to skip through them all. I want to jump to the end because I really want you just to marinate on it, because we're going to focus on the best prayer instructor, Jesus himself. Matthew 6, 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. If you guys can join me in this prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let God change you guys' hearts, man. And it starts in prayer. Stay in prayer. focus on prayer. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this week's message, click subscribe. And if you'd like to check us out in person, check our website for times and location at thechurchse.com. Have a great week.